If you wouldn't mind, let's test these ideas through examples. Ask yourself, was anyone ever more illustrious than Abraham? Yet this was the man who stated that he was merely dust and ashes, and who said, "Let there be no strife between you and me." This deeply humble man ignored the Persian spoils and esteemed not barbaric prizes. He did so out of exceptional dignity and a finely nurtured spirit. It is indeed the genuinely humble who reach true heights, not the sycophants or the deceivers. True greatness and arrogance are distinctly different, as can be seen from this example. If a man regards a piece of clay as just that, dismissing it, while another looks at the same piece of clay and sees gold, cherishing it, which man would you say has a grand mindset? Is it not he who doesn't admire the clay? And isn't the man who values it, seeing the insignificant as significant, lowly and ignoble? Similarly, consider the person who acknowledges themselves to be dust and ashes as being truly great, even if this comes from a place of humility. On the contrary, he who refuses to see himself as dust and ashes, indulging in self-praise and occupying high thoughts, the one who esteems the trivial as significant, must be deemed lowly. Hence, it's evident that the patriarch pronounced the words, "I am but dust and ashes," from a place of great nobility of thought, not arrogance.